both are needed. I think we need a robust ferry system, but I also think we need a robust road system as well.
State and U.S. officials take stands on transportation in Southeast Alaska, and local talent raises money for school travel. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich joined Washington lawmakers on Thursday to introduce a bill that would improve and expand federal investment in ferry systems. More than 100 million passengers take ferries every year in at least 38 states, with Alaskans being among the most dependent on waterway transportation. Murkowski says of her co-sponsorship of the bill, quote, "In Alaska, our ferry system is not an alternative route. It's a primary method of transportation," end quote. However, the Department of Transportation says 1/4 of ferry systems in the country are 40 years or older, and 5% are 60 years or older. Alaska's are some of the most aged, with 4 vessels of the Alaska Marine Highways fleet reaching 50 years. The U.S. Ferry Systems Investment Act works to improve the aging fleet nationwide and the ferry infrastructure as a whole by investing $200 million a year in funding for ferry systems across the country. This move comes just days after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court decision specifying that the state of Alaska had failed to examine alternatives to the Juneau Access Road project, alternatives like improving the existing ferry system. The proposed state-backed project, estimated to cost nearly $500 million, is a planned extension of road from Juneau to Katsahine Flats, which would lead to a ferry that could then connect to Skagway and Haines. In a recent visit to Skagway, Governor Sean Parnell reacted to the latest court decision.
We're evaluating our options at this point. I mean, certainly we want to review the record and review the circuit court's decision. I've not had a conversation yet with the attorneys. I intend to pursue all transportation access options we can. So, we're not giving up at this point. We're evaluating our options.
He says he supports the Lynn Canal Highway's construction in part because of economic development. Average daily projections for the road would be 380 vehicles a day in the first year and 670 a day after 30 years.
Because I think that community access is important for our development as communities together, as well as for economic opportunities.
Parnell has said previously that he's committed to supporting the ferry system as well as the access road project.
I think both are needed. I think we need a robust ferry system, but I also think we need a robust road system as well.
The Alaska Marine Highway System totals more miles than the distance from Seattle to Miami. Murkowski added, quote, "This bill is an economic engine and improves our way of life, from Dutch Harbor to Metlakatla," end quote. The investments for ferry systems across the country that are proposed in the bill would start in fiscal year 2012 and end in 2018 and would be divided in two parts, half according to a formula that takes into account straightforward factors such as how many passengers use the ferry system each year, how many vehicles are carried, and how many total miles the routes contain. The other half would be distributed at the discretion of the Secretary of Transportation using a competitive process. The bill that Alaska's U.S. senators are co-sponsoring would make ferry systems eligible to compete for funding under the Clean Fuels Grant Program, establishes a ferry joint program office within USDOT, and authorizes funding to establish a National Ferry Transportation Institute at a college or university. As returning summer businesses open their doors and the latest ones put up new signs, it can be hard to get caught up on all Skagway offers in the summertime. A Friday event sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce helps Skagway locals learn more about the services and businesses around them. The annual Spring Stroll is Friday, May 13th from 3 to 6 p.m. It starts at the National Park Service and ends at the Chamber with a list of stops and activities along the way. Think of it as a self-guided business tour for locals, kind of a scavenger hunt, but easier because you get the answers ahead of time. Samantha Welch is the new office administrator at the Chamber and says the event is so people new to town can familiarize and returning guides can refamiliarize themselves with businesses and services in their community. About 100 people and 40 businesses participated last year, she added. To register to walk, go to the National Park Service at 2nd and Broadway and get a bag at 3 p.m. on Friday. In the bag is information about town and businesses. A two-sided card indicates all of the locations you can stop in with a space to get a stamp at each one. It's not a race, and you can go in any order. But you have to end at the Chamber at 6 to get in the running for three $100 cash prizes awarded in a drawing. This year's spring stroll is Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., beginning at the Park Service office in Skagway. What do Captain Nemo, a junior high school author, a third grade singing phenomenon, and a songwriter with a curfew have in common? They're all part of Friday's talent show for the community at the Haynes School.
Our theme is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. So it'll be like a kid in a wading pool kind of enacting things out with his or her toys, and the stuff will be like played in the background. Like Captain Nemo and we have a cool submarine. People have to come out and see that.
Tia Haywood remembers going to the talent shows when she was just a little kid.
I used to love going to the talent shows.
Now she's a freshman at Haynes High.
There's a lot of singing. There was juggling once. There's always a lot of singing and guitar. There's been some dancing in the past.
And she's helping with this year's talent show because she's with the organizing group, the Haynes School's Drama Debate and Forensics team, which has made their mark at the state and even national level in past years.
It used to be really fun watching what the DDF team did with the talent show. Like, they had an Alice in Wonderland theme one year. That was fun. Like, Iris Kemp was up in the tree as the Cheshire Cat. It's kind of the MC.
This year, Haywood previews, most of the talent is middle school and junior high students, although auditions are open to the public.
Let's see, Charlie Henry, he's not singing this year. He normally has sung like Elvis impersonations and Metallica and stuff. This year, he's reading a section from a book he's writing, which is pretty good. Keva Scholl is bringing out her beautiful voice. I guess you probably saw her at the Fair Talent Show. Yeah, this year she's singing Everybody Wants to Be a Cat and Hey There, Delilah. Lindy Hill is going to be singing a song that she wrote. Let's see, Zane Durr and Neil Little are playing Louie Louie on the trombone and trumpet. Ihan's going to play guitar. And we're hoping to encourage some high school students to try out, too.
Top three performances get prizes. Third place gets a DDF t-shirt. Second place, a $25 gift certificate to Babbling Book. And first gets $50. Entrance to see the show is by donation. And the money goes to getting the DDF team to next year's biggest Alaska meet. And maybe even farther.
And the money will probably go to sending us to state. But we're hoping to maybe get a go to a meet in Hawaii. That would be awesome if that actually happened.
The Haynes School Talent Show is Friday, May 13th at 7 p.m. at the Haynes Middle School Gym. The results are in from the second annual Skagway Craft Brew Festival. A White Horse Brew took the People's Choice vote, with Skagway Brewing Company's Trevor Clifford's home brew called Chanterelle Belgian close behind. Wade Grohl's Uncle's Inside Passage and JT's Belgian White tied for third. Here's one of its fans with glass in hand.
This is the Belgian White. It's very tasty.
No, you're not drinking that anymore.
That's
the Inside Passage.
It is the Inside Passage. It's warm. I don't remember, actually.
The Brewfest was held last month at the Skagway Rec Center. 177 tasters showed up to sip and swallow, while 30 non-tasters kept their wits about them. That's way more than last year, and doesn't even count the volunteers and brewers, like John Briner, who brought 5 of his own homebrews for residents to sample.
I've been homebrewing for about 15 years, and just over time, I have a couple of basic recipes, but I'm always playing with them, and therefore I can do a pale ale, I can do 3 pale ales, and they'll all come out just a little bit differently, but that's what I like. I'm not looking for one recipe to serve the whole thing. I'm looking for many recipes to kind of go with the seasons.
And Gold Rush Brewery. Their brew house is on the other side of the river in Skagway, and they've been open as long as the Beer Fest has been running, 2 years.
We brought the Daddy Flat's Dark, a Fire Honeyweed, a Raspberry Lager, and an Indian Pale Ale.
And the People's Choice with their Light Oat Stout. But they were all winners, if you ask many of the tasters.
I wonder if I should actually clear my palate before I try this.
This new style, Belgian, French. Yep. In France, they call it sort of a farmhouse ale because they don't add any yeast. It's just open fermentation, natural yeast. So when you taste it, it's not that the beer's gone bad. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's sort of the same thing as a sourdough. So, yeah, when you taste it, there's a lot of complex flavors there.
Yeah.
See what you think.
Okay.
Give it a try.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, that's pleasant. That's sweet and fruity. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it kind of dances. I don't know what it is, but it has a very unique flavor. I like that.
Courtney Birdsall Clifford won the logo design contest with her community keg design. The image with five houses perched atop a keg has plumes of beer from each home flowing together to make the perfect pour. It'll appear on next year's pint glasses.
I don't think it could have been more perfect. I mean, it's just incredible. You know, the idea of, you know, all these different homes, the people in the community making beer, and then having, you know, a community event, the craft brew festival with all the beer that's made out of it.
Catherine Nelson with the Skagway Rec Center helped organize. She called the event an incredible success.
How come you guys aren't dancing?
Hank Carr and the Canucks provided the music.
You have a breathalyzer?
And no, it wasn't a breathalyzer, guys. It's a microphone. Haynes is having their craft brew festival in just another week. KHNS will have more on those festivities in upcoming broadcasts. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.
Are you taking people's BAC? Don't worry, you're not getting arrested.